Hello there, I'm Regina Soren. Welcome back to another short episode of Regina Soren Audio Series. You can contact me at sorenregina@gmail.com. Sorry if you heard that. I was had some bubble gum. I had to spit it out. Listen, the name of this podcast, the topic is Pay Yourself First. And of course, after you, if you're involved in an organization or if you're taking money out for ties or whatever organizations in, that you are, you know, given to, make sure you take that out. Make God first. God is first. But right after God, you got to make sure that you think of you. It is not selfish. I used to read that all the time. It is definitely not selfish to put yourself first. Sometimes we think it is selfish though. To think all of myself, you know, get my hair done, get my nails done, get my whatever done, and you forget about you. You forget about you. Well, I'm going to speak right now on putting yourself first when you are paid, when you get a lump sum of money, when you get money in general, make sure you take out money for you, things for you, for a rainy day for you. That money that you're putting aside for you could be for most anything, and then you'll look back and say, okay, I didn't have to try to borrow, I didn't have to try to get a loan, I didn't have to wait until my thousands came in. You won't have to wait until any of that if you got money put aside for yourself. Guys, I've had some really embarrassing moments. God has blessed me. He continues to bless me in ways that I think not, and that I've never thought of. But sometimes, because I'm so nice, I have just given. But sometimes you gotta remember yourself. If you don't remember yourself, I think that this old song says it differently. It said, if you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good to root. Okay, that's respect yourself. But you gotta learn to pay yourself. Yeah, when you get money, whether it's a job money or on your job, whether it's you were babysitting, whether you were sweeping the streets, whether you get a big lump sum from music or what have you, you gotta take out for yourself. You gotta pay yourself. You gotta have that set aside, put in a separate place, or almost like an emergency fund that you cannot touch until you need it. You may need it for, you might want to go get your hair done, I don't know. But whatever it's needed for, you know, is there for you. You don't want to be caught with your pants down and you got to wait till next week or wait till that big lump sums fall into your account. Or you don't want to do that. And you don't want to embarrassingly go and ask people who cannot do it, like, you think they can, but they can't. Some people are struggling and going through things themselves, and so they can't do some certain things. I mean, it just is what it is. So to keep yourself and to keep myself out of those situations, you have to make sure you think of yourself. And again, it's not selfish to think of you, to put you first. Yeah, God is before you, of course. Now, I know somebody that's saying, well, you put God first. Yes, God would give you enough sense to put yourself also first right after Him. Because if you do not do that, you'll find yourself in a very sticky situation where you have to depend on other people. And sometimes there are people who would do it in a nice way and be very, very nice about it. But then there are some people who's going to talk about you. So you gotta have something set aside for you. So the next time you get your check on your job, the next time you get whatever you get, whether it's a little money or a lot of money, put something aside for yourself. And then you won't have to call Bob, Tom, Dick, James, Sally, Kelly. You won't have to call any of those people for anything because you got a little nest egg built up from where every time you received money, you put something aside for yourself. You know, I'm a person, I'm a giver. I'm not going to lie. I am a giver. I give to organizations left and right. But sometimes, and sometimes you can give until it hurt. And when it hurts you because you've given all you got, and then what you've got left? So whoever is listening to me out there, I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying never give again. I'm not saying don't give. I am saying when you get money, to think of yourself. Uno. Think of yourself first. Because if you don't, then you'll find yourself in situations. If anything should come up, if an emergency should arise, you have something to go back to that emergency for. Even if it's $1,000 that you got put aside for yourself, or $5,000, $10,000, $500. You got something put aside for you that where you can go and get whatever you need for yourself. So I know a lot of you are listening to me right now. I know a lot of people listen to these podcasts. So don't take everything you got and just go wild with it. Take something and put it aside for yourself. A lump sum of money. Some of you get taxes and you get all kinds of big monies. Taxes to some of you is big money. Take a good portion of that money and put it aside for an emergency, or you cannot touch it. If you get a little money, like on your job, which is some of you don't make a lot of money or whatever, take some of that money. When you get paid, take money out for yourself after they take out your 401k and all that good stuff. Take money and put it aside for you. Emergency, guys, emergency. And that emergency could be anything. It could be something that comes up, a car acted up by accident or something, or a car just went bad on you. I've had that happen to me, you know? And anything, it could be anything. I don't care what it is. At least you know you can go to that emergency fund for yourself. And then you can say, okay, I got that. And you can go there and you can go into your own emergency fund without having to go out and ask anybody for anything. Let me whisper this to you. Are you listening? That's embarrassing. That is so freaking embarrassing. It's embarrassing to go to people and ask them for anything. And to me, it's embarrassing. It really is. And sometimes after I've asked for things in the past, I want to throw up. I'm not lying. I want to literally throw up. So, set aside an emergency fund for yourself. I don't care what it is. It could be to get your hair done, your nails done, did, or whatever. Or just for whatever you want to do it for. It's yours. It's yours to go to. So, do that, guys. I'm not telling you to take my advice, but take my advice. Keep you out of those embarrassing situations where you have to go to other people just to hear them say no or yes. Even if they say yes, it's still embarrassing. Yeah, to me it is. So thank you guys. I try to bring you the topics that people go through, that I know about, that I go through. Hope this topic resonates with a lot of you. If it do, send me an email at swearingrutina@gmail.com. I thank all of you for listening to my podcast and supporting me. God bless. Have a wonderful day. Good night. I'm sorry.